Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 11, verse 1. Acts 11, verse 1. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began and explained it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air, and I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made unclean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as on us at the beginning, and I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way? When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, 'Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life.' Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people, and in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians. And in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them named Agabus stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. This took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, every one according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea, and they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. About that time Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the days of the unleavened bread. And when he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. So our reading today continues from yesterday when we began talking about Cornelius. And so at this time, Peter arrives back in Jerusalem, and those of the circumcision party were criticizing him, and so he begins to explain the whole situation. He begins with his vision. He talks about the three men coming to collect him, to take him back to Cornelius. He talks about the vision that Cornelius had. He talks about the Holy Spirit coming upon those Gentiles to signify that God was accepting the Gentiles into the church. All of this he recounts, and he ends with this question, who was I that I could stand in God's way? There's a lot of wisdom in the way that Peter approached this and addressed it, and those that were criticizing it, I don't know that there was any of those that had any problem with it at this point. Later on, we're going to see those that were teaching that the Gentiles had to be circumcised. But at this point, we see no more criticism, and I think it's because of that question. It has been shown beyond a shadow of a doubt that God was behind all of this. And so he says, who was I that I could stand in God's way? Nobody could say anything beyond that point now. And so when they heard these things, they fell silent. They glorified God, saying, to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life. And this was a joyous occasion. And so now this opens the door, and preaching continues to be given to Gentiles. And so we shift down to Antioch. There were many that had been scattered. They're going around. They're preaching the word. So far, they've not preached the word to anyone except Jews. But at Antioch, began speaking to the Greeks. They began preaching the Lord Jesus to them. And it says that the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. So Barnabas is sent in order to encourage them. Barnabas likely sees that this is either an occasion to involve more people or an occasion in which there's just simply more to do than he could do by himself, and he goes and gets Saul. Remember, Saul had gone back to Tarsus, and so he brings Saul there, and they spend a year there teaching and attending with the church at Antioch. This is also when we read about the prophet Agabus, that he foretells by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine over all the world. And because of this prophecy, the Lord revealing this to them, they are able then to prepare for this coming famine. And then we see persecution shift to not just Jews, but now there's Herod the king, that he laid violent hands on some that belonged to the church. He kills James, the brother of John. He sees that the Jews like this. Being a politician, he proceeds to take it a little bit farther, and he arrests Peter. And when Peter is arrested, earnest prayer is being made for him by the church. And that concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.